You're with Raf Epstein.
Maybe you put your car to the test over that quarter mile of legal off-street drag racing. Or maybe you're sweltered with 75,000 other people at that notorious Guns N' Roses concert. For this week's unofficial history, we asked you for your memories of Calder Park.
I had an open day at the Thunderdome, and essentially anybody could just drive on and go as fast as you want. So with my mate's VK Commodore, just going flat out. Oh, it was a hell of a lot of fun, yeah.
I'm a bit of a speed demon, unfortunately, at the best of times, but that was one time I was allowed to.
Not like a digger, was God, I hope nothing falls off.
My husband and I race nitro funny cars. The thing that stays in my mind is the crowd at Calder Park, the 30, 40,000 fans that would turn up to watch.
I saw Fleetwood Mac. We had to hand over all our alcohol, which they subsequently threw in a big skip bin, smashing bottles of vodka and wine and everything.
God.
So that was very sad.
For a 17-year-old with some mates doing air guitar, it was just fantastic.
I went to Guns N' Roses in 93. It was the most bizarre gig that I've ever been to.
I was one of the chaplains at Calder Park for a number of years. We did track blessings before race meeting, prayer at the beginning of the race. Talked to drivers, did weddings and baptisms. I don't know whether you're aware too, there's a chapel at Calder Park as well.
I had no idea.
We moved Westgarth Baptist Church to Calder Park and had it reassembled. So as you go in the main gates towards the Thunderdome and the flat track, it's on the right-hand side with the green roof.
Very sad. Quite a few rev heads. Elaine, remembering her 40th birthday, I did hot laps in a NASCAR. 220 kilometres an hour, racing another car around the track. Loved every minute of it. I'm 64 now, and I can still remember it like yesterday. Jason recalls a time in the early 2000s when I took my daily drive RX4 to the drags. I ran a 13.3-second, 103-mile-per-hour quarter in street trim. Won a trophy for best in category. Great fun to see and hear some of the competitors. So many of you remembering Bob Jane. Mark remembers age 11, going to Calder with my cousin Grant and his mate Jeff in a hotted up Austin Lancer. I didn't know you could hot up in Austin, but there you go. Saw Bob Jane, Pete Gowan, is it? Alan Moffat in the big V8s, early 70s. Peter Brock in his little A30. I think it had a Holden engine. I was shouted entry to the pits, loud engines, pit crews, rolling open wheelers, and I used my plastic box brownie, a 12 exposure film only. That is not all there is, of course, to do with Calder Park. Who could forget the day and the weather? A rock arena in 1977, I think. Gabrielle's got this. Fleetwood Mac, Santana, Little River Band and more. And boy, oh boy, it was boiling hot. Kay was there as well, November 77, 16, went to Rock Arena with my 17-year-old boyfriend, Fleetwood Mac, Santana, Little River Band. It was brilliant. My best friend's mum drove us there, and we had to hitch a ride back home to Kew. I was terrified. It was an amazing experience. And some of you actually pointing out that Dame Kiri Takanawa, she did Werribee Park Mansion in the early 90s. Apparently it was the same night the Gunners were at Calder Park. And somehow two very different crowds all ended up on the same roads back to Melbourne that night. And that's your unofficial history of Calder Park.
You're with Raf Epstein.